It's an industrial one.
Can it support like 1,000 pounds or so?
Well, let me just say it's 300 or 400 years ahead of that horrible death trap of an elevator that Big Fatty has.
The one that he got stuck in.
Now, you know, God love Kim Beaver, the official website of Live It Up the Podcast, by the way.
Yes.
For providing some kind of security footage of the elevator. However, as someone who has been on that elevator before, that's not the elevator.
Wop, wop. Nice try, Kim. You tried to slip it past us, but we know better.
Tried to slip it past us, but that elevator is the size of the Mercury space capsule.
I never saw the inside of that space capsule.
I've seen it at the museum, you know, because I am from Florida, so we have the Cape Canaveral.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
I never saw the inside of that.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 678 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of September, 2010. And for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, that makes it 8, 9, 10. Ah! Oh! Big Fatty, all that, and a new moon to boot. Yeah. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all can't believe it's hump day already. Cannot believe it is hump day already. Dear Gussie. And Big Fatty, you still hadn't done the scratch-offs. Y'all, let's just do them right this second. Right this second, because y'all, did you hear at the beginning of today's little show that was that, Miss Wes from the, y'all, that is, oh, dear Gussie. What happened? Oh, I've dropped, oh, Big Fatty, you dropped the card. You dropped the scratch-off card on the floor. Y'all, that was, that is the roast poke and the, cornbread dressing. And some squash casserole, which wasn't very good. And apple pie. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But yeah, at the beginning of the little show was that Miss Wes from the Teeny Your Mime show or whatever the fuck it's called now. I don't know. But, that Daniel. Biba. And y'all, they were talking about that Kim Beaver, and y'all, that Kim Beaver sent me a little something on the Twitty, and I forgot to go over and look at it. So y'all, let's just go over there right now. Let's just go over there. Kim Beaver's new lodge, y'all, it's over there on the BFO, y'all, which is the center of the podcasting universe. Y'all, it is. Love and Happiness at Walnut Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, there's Big Fatty with his pigtails. Ah, Big Fatty, you look fabulous in pigtails. And y'all, there's none other than the one and only number one resident of Walnut Hills, 91365. That'd be the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, evidently, Big Fatty is dreaming about the Sea Hag. Y'all, this is really scary. This is really scary because, y'all, one of the things Big Fatty is going to talk to you about today is dreams. And, y'all, I was thinking of starting a new segment called The Impossible Dreams. And, y'all, honest to God, now this is really, really, really scary. Honest to God, it was going to be Big Fatty with a thought bubble. And inside the thought bubble was going to be this real hunky, hunky, hunky man with the Sea Hag's head on it. And y'all, that Kim y'all, there must be some sort of cosmic connection. Some sort of cosmic connection, y'all. Because she has done this without me knowing it, y'all. And I don't think... I don't think I've said this. Y'all, this is really scary. Yes, Big Fatty, it is lovely and scary. And y'all, it's Big Fatty and his pigtails thinking of the sea hag with her... y'all, I don't even know what to call that hair. You know, it's not... You can tell it's not her because the person's got hair. But, Big Fatty! And Big Fatty is saying, she said she loved me. And y'all, then she says, have you heard it? Have you heard it? The two bitches are finally getting it on. After all those cat fights and the snarkiness, there is complete harmony on the little podcast on the prairie. They are like twins who got separated after birth. Oh, Lord. Which is somewhat odd considering the fact that Vera is 10 years older than Fatty, but who cares? So much love and sweetness makes me all... No, so much love and sweetness makes me all teary and happy in all the right places. A dream has finally come true. Atta girls! And y'all, you gotta go over there and see the... if for no other reason than to see the pigtails. That's fabulous. That is just fabulous! And y'all, you can see the... You can see the hidden camera elevator picture that Kim found when Big Fatty got stuck in the elevator. Yeah, by the way, before I forget, that Kim put out something on the Twitter, y'all, that she's a little worried about her fiance, and I went, What? And y'all, I had no idea that Kim Beaver had a fiance. Y'all, this is news. This is news. This is big news. Y'all, and that how appropriate that the teenier mime show or whatever the cheese sandwich, little baked cake show, is, you know, they're famous for their breaking news or big news, or they're the home of big news or big bowel movements or something. I don't know. But, y'all, she's evidently got a fiance, so maybe we'll be able to find out a little bit more about that as the time goes along. Now, y'all, on yesterday's little show, I got the dates all mixed up on when the Big Brother is going to end. Y'all, it's going to end a week from tonight. Next Wednesday, the 15th. It is going to end on the 15th at 9 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, that'll come on right after the debut of the Survivor Young versus Ancient, and or Embryo versus Ancient. And y'all, I went and I looked, and y'all, there are some things on the Young squad that makes Big Fatty want to touch himself, and I'm sure there are some things on the old team that makes Bjorn want to touch himself too. But anyway, y'all, it all comes to a head next Wednesday night. Y'all, that's when they are going to give the big prize away. But y'all, something's going on. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But y'all, on Tuesday, in fact, I'm just going to go over here right now so I can get it right, y'all. Oh, no, that's not where I want it. Where is it? It's right here. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all on the, you know, I have the Pocket Big Brother. Big Brother! And y'all, they put out an update, and it says, message on Super Pass says, we're sorry, but CBS is blocking the live feeds from Tuesday until after the Wednesday live show. And y'all, they're evidently going to show reruns or something on the Big Brother After Dark. Maybe they'll be some bobo honking or something. I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. But y'all, there's something going on, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but y'all, I've never known them to just shut down the feeds. And there was either something good that happened or y'all, something very bad has happened. So, I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe somebody came back in the house, y'all. You just never know. So, tonight, you gotta watch it tonight. Because, y'all, there is something going on. There is something going on. Yes, McFatty. Now, y'all, I have got to tell you about a dream. Big Fatty had a dream last night. And, y'all, it is one of the most fucked up dreams. I mean, Big Fatty has lots of fucked up dreams, y'all. There's no doubt. Of course, it's not as fucked up as the sea hag dreaming about leaning back against in the bed, leaning back against Big Fatty and sitting on Big Fatty's balls. Y'all, that is just disturbing. Disturbing. And, y'all, she is very disturbed, y'all. Disturbed. But, y'all, I dreamed last night that the air conditioning was having problems here in the Fat Cave, and that somebody, and I don't know who it was, had given me some sort of contraption that it was a fan, but y'all, and y'all, Kim Beaver will probably find a picture of this, but y'all, it was like a fan, you know, had the base, and then it had the pole that went up, and then the fan was like a ceiling fan, except it was on a pole from the floor, but y'all, it wouldn't turn, and, somebody told me, Big Freddy, the only way you can get that to turn is to, get you a big old mesh bag full of hornets. And Big Fatty, you put those hornets in the mesh bag, and they'll get to swarming, and those hornets will get to swarming, and they'll start spinning around in that bag, and that'll make the blades on the fan turn, and the less resistance they have, the more that fan will turn, and it'll just keep turning, and the more it turns, and the more those hornets spin that fan around, the bigger they get, and they just fill up the bag, so you only need about 6 or 7 of them in there. Now, it'll start off real slow until they start getting big, and then you got big hornets. So, y'all, I don't have any idea. If anyone interprets dreams, Big Fatty would like to know a little bit more about what he's... And, you know, perhaps there's somebody with a degree in psychology. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that holds such an advanced and impotent academic credential. But perhaps there's a listener out there. Perhaps they read the transcripts of the show. I'm sure they've unsubscribed. But anyway, but y'all, the hornet dream. And y'all, then after the fan got going, it got nice and cool. So I wanted to release the hornets. And y'all, I went to release them, and one of them stung me. And y'all, about that time, y'all, I've got a little scab on my nose, right at where the bridge of my glasses goes. I got to get new glasses. But, and y'all, about that time, I feel this blood running down my nose. But, y'all, it wasn't a dream. I had rubbed the scab off while I was asleep. And the blood was, and Big Fatty woke up and he thought he'd been stung by a hornet. So, y'all, it was just so fucked up. And the fucked up thing is that I could remember it. That I could remember it, y'all. So anyway, who doesn't love a good old hornet dream? Now, y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about is yesterday, Tuesday, I was asked if I would, here at the coal mine, we have a group called the Toastmasters. And y'all, it has nothing to do with lightly browned and buttered bread. It has nothing to do with that. But y'all, it is a public speaking group. And some of the coal miners are involved in that. But y'all, they're having a little, what do you call it? They're having a little contest. They're having a little contest today, hump day, at high noon, y'all. It'll be at high noon. And, y'all, I think they're like five people that are competing. And, y'all, they are, They are. It is a humerus. And this has nothing to do with that bone in your leg, y'all. It is not. They are not speaking on osteoporosis or, you know, the degradation of the humerus bone or the funny bone. Ah, back fatty is the humerus in your arm or your leg. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure there'll be somebody that'll tell me, back fatty, you're fucking it up. You're fucking it up. And, y'all, but I've been asked to judge. I've been asked to be one of the judges for the humorous speaking contest. And y'all, they do not know what they do not know what bag of hornets they have opened. But y'all, I could get up and just tell that story about the hornets in my dreams. And y'all, I'd win the humorous speaking contest. Yes, Big Freddy, that is just the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard. Y'all, speaking of the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard, I went to the bank today to deposit that $3,915 into the Hara Group's account. And y'all, there was a... I was rechecking the bank statements, and y'all, there was something on here called deposit correction, and it was a $100 debit, and I thought, well, Big Freddy, how did you fuck it up? And y'all, then there was a month later, there was something, a service charge for $5, and I said, Big Freddy, what have you done? And so y'all, when I went to make the deposit, I went inside. Y'all, I don't ever go inside the bank. But I went inside, and evidently, I had incorrectly added $100 to a deposit that I had made. And y'all, Big Fatty is usually very careful about this because, you know, when it's other people's money, you got to be on your P's and Q's, y'all. You got to be on your P's and Q's. But anyway, so they pulled up the image, because y'all, there's a scanned image of your deposit slip, and y'all, I had indeed added it wrong. And y'all, evidently, if you make a mistake on your deposit slip, they charge you $5. And that's what that was. And I said, well, now, if y'all make a mistake, do I get to charge you $5? I said, no, sorry, Big Fatty, not a winner there. But anyway, well, y'all, let's get on to these, what do you call this? The scratch-offs. Y'all, I've got the green 200s, and y'all, I have to match any of my numbers to either of the winning numbers, and I'll win that prize. But if I uncover a money bag symbol, I'll automatically win that prize. And if I uncover win, I will win $200 instantly. Instantly, y'all. I don't think it'll be instantly because I have to send it in. All right, y'all, my numbers, the winning numbers, are 33 and 34. So let's just, and y'all, there are five numbers here. This is a $2 card. This came from Peter G out there in the Oaklands. And I hope to see Peter G when I am in the Bay Area in May of 2011. Y'all, there's a 28, there's an 8, there's a 32. Oh, a 32 was so close. A 26, y'all, usually my lucky number there, 26. A 15, an 11, a 29. A 10. Y'all, I don't think there's going to be a winner on this one. Big Freddy, there's no... Sorry, Big Freddy, not a winner there. And a 14 and a 30. So there was no winner on that card, y'all. So we'll just set it over here to the side. And oh! Oh, dear gosh. All right, y'all, the last one is X-Word. Scratch all of your letters to reveal a total of 12 letters and scratch each letter... Scratch each letter in each game that matches your letters completely to uncover one or more words across and win the corresponding prize for that game. Y'all, this is too complicated. I'm going to have to wait and do this one tomorrow. Big Fatty, what if you are stung by hornets again and are unable to complete your duties as the host of the little show? Well, y'all, I will just have to open up
I never saw the inside of that.
Well, it's probably best, Miss Wes. You'd probably be horrified by the hornets.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.